Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Curtin, the Vice President of National Accounts with Surya. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. You were in the news recently. You guys cut the ribbon on a new headquarters and distribution center in Cartersville. Let's get to that in just a second. A little background with you. You've been in the carpet business first with Shaw and then Tuftex, and then you went over to Shaw Living and sold area rugs, and then they closed that business, and you decided to stay in the rug business, and now you're with Surya, right?
That's exactly right.
And you've been there a couple of years now, and last time we talked, you talked about the fact that Surya had moved their showroom in Atlanta because they were in the accessories business, and that's on a higher floor, and it's about, what, 75% area rugs and 25% accessories?
Our business continues to shift a little bit, and that doesn't mean that our rug business is declining. It's actually growing at a pretty rapid rate, but we're now more like 70-30, maybe even 65-35,
okay,
running to rugs to accessories. The accessory business is growing tremendously.
And this headquarters, where had it been before?
We were in Calhoun, Georgia. We had five different buildings in Calhoun, Georgia, three of which we owned and two of which we leased. We've run out of the lease of the two of them, and we're going to continue to maintain the three buildings in Calhoun along with our new facility. And actually, you said Cartersville. Just to be exact, it's in White, Georgia, which is just north of Cartersville.
Okay. So is it anywhere near the Budweiser plant?
We're right behind it, actually.
Okay.
There's a new industrial park that the state built here that's got three or four different companies building here, BoYu Europe, right across the street.
So there's some major flooring going on there because that's BoYu International Group. That's that Barry Ellock, and they've put in a large sheet production facility there.
That's right across the street from us.
Very interesting. Okay. And while you're a private company, your press release talks about your volume that Surya has grown organically from $2.7 million in sales to $111 million in 2015. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's pretty rapid growth.
Yes.
So this is the first week that you've operated out of this office, right?
Well, actually, our distribution center was functioning as a full distribution center dating back to December 15th.
Mm-hmm.
We're just now moving into the office. Obviously, it takes a lot longer to finish up the offices than it does the D.C., but we're just now moving in, and we're phase one. Sales and marketing is the first group to move in.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, our operations group and customer service will be moving here as well.
Okay, so you had to make this move because you've been growing so fast. Is that right?
Well, that's exactly right. Our building in Calhoun was built for about 30 people, and we had three or four times that in there. So we've exploded as far as people. We've got a lot more people. We've got a lot more inventory. We've built this facility. It's 1 million square feet, state-of-the-art offices, complete with a gym and game room and meeting areas. It's a spectacular building.
Okay. You get a gym there. Are you going to be working out in the morning?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Okay, so let's talk real quick about the area rug business. That's where most of the people that listen to this, so that's where they're focused. And so you make some of what you sell and you source some of what you sell. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
That's correct. Our sweet spot is our wool tufted, hand tufted rugs, and they are made in our factories in India. We source a lot of other stuff like outdoor and some machine made. We're a full service rug vendor. We've got virtually every type of rug, and to get that type of selection and wide breadth of product, you need to source. And we do that, and we source through the best manufacturers in the industry. But the majority of our business is, of course, hand-tufted, and that's made at our factories in India.
And those are the more expensive items, right?
Not necessarily.
Wool-tufted
ranges in retail from out of 5x8 from $200 up to, and it can go up to the thousands of dollars, but there's a lot of wool tufted at an entry-level price point. We're definitely seeing an increase in the average net sell, which is refreshing.
Uh-huh.
Through the recession, we couldn't really find the bottom. We certainly did find the bottom, and now we're working our way back up to really where we were in 06, 07. So the rug business is good. Average net sell is to increase. The consumer is looking for not only a fashion-forward product, but they're looking for a quality product that's going to stay in their home for a while.
And where are people buying rugs today?
Our business is split between the national furniture chains.
Yeah.
We do a decent amount of business via e-commerce with traditional strong e-commerce companies only.
Mm-hmm.
And flooring retailers, good, solid flooring retailers. There's many of them that do a good job in the rug business as well. as they look to diversify, this is one of the areas that they're looking at. Not only rugs, frankly, accessories as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, you know, that's the thing is if you decide that you're, let's say, an independent foreign retailer and you're going to get into rugs, you have to carry some inventory and you have to have somebody on staff that knows how to talk about rugs, right?
Yes and no. I would argue the inventory mm-hmm. situation, I don't think that it's, unless you're talking about very entry-level product, mm-hmm. I think that a sample display with special order and drop ship is a great avenue for a flooring retailer. I don't think that cash and carry would be the way to go for a lot of them because of space, because of the consumer wants to see an awful lot, and obviously space constraints are an issue, as is cash flow. Tie up a lot of cash inventory dollars towards rugs isn't really necessary these days.
Okay. All right. So let me just we did our annual report in this May issue, just mailed recently. And carpet is off. It's down, you know, sales are down for carpet. Still a very big category. I mean, you know, still $8.5 billion. You know, hard surface sales is taking share. And you would think most people, after they buy a hard surface floor, are going to very quickly want to not only cover it with something soft, but also, you know, add a little accent, a little you know, color to the room, right?
There's no question that that is happening. The rug business is very good right now.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that our competitors' business is good, our business is good.
Yeah.
And we are really seeing that. The home is pretty barren when there's no rugs on just hard surface. And it not only adds to the look, it adds to the color pop, as you mentioned, but it certainly helps with the sound deafening and sound insulation as well. So there's a lot of opportunities with rug, and the rug business is good.
Yeah. All right. Well, one quick last thing I want to shout out. You were in our news today because you were named one of the Georgia Fast 40. So you're one of the fastest growing companies in the state of Georgia. So that's pretty impressive.
That's correct. I just had the opportunity to read that myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's the second or third year we've been in that list as well.
All right, Jim. Sounds like you've joined the right company. Again, been talking to Jim Curtin, Vice President of National Accounts with Surya. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.